This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you think the price of winning is too high, wait till you get the bill from Regret. And that bill from Regret is generational.
Imagine walking out the door a loser. I'd rather die. I would rather die than be that loser guy.
Every family deserves to have a winner. I think it should be you.
Don't follow what most people do because you don't want the results that most people get. The average person is obese, likely to be divorced, and has less than $1,000 in the bank. It feels safe to do what everyone else is doing, but it's actually a terrible decision.
You have to disappear. Disappearing means doing the work. It means doing the work in the dark. It means building in private. It means doing the work when no one's watching.
You better go out there and do it yourself. Don't wait around and wait for someone to hand deliver something. Go make it happen. The fish don't just jump in the boat. If you want to go catch them, go catch them. Throw that line in the water and go do some work. And if it doesn't work that day, do it again the next day.
The only thing that you can do is win so big that all of them constantly compare themselves to you. And then you'll forget they exist. Success is the only revenge. It's not the best revenge. It's the only one. There's no other revenge.
And all those days you don't want to do you have to be your own motivator. Your own coach, your own trainer, your own everything.
You can have what you want, but there's two conditions. You have to know what it is, and you have to aim at it.
The heaviest things in life aren't iron and gold, but unmade decisions. The reason you are stressed is that you have decisions to make, and you're not making them.
The thing is, man, it's always going to be a party. It's always going to be a time to celebrate, and a time to join friends, and or a day to... I mean, the bars are always open. Always open. No matter how old you are, they're always open, you know? What's not always open is the opportunity to check the box in life, you know, achieve your dreams. That's not always open, man.
Imagine you're on your deathbed, and standing around your deathbed are the ghosts representing your unfulfilled potential. The ghost of the ideas you never acted on. The ghost of the talents you didn't use. And they're standing around your bed, angry, disappointed and upset. They say, we came to you because you could have brought us to life, they say. And now we have to go to the grave together. So I ask you today, how many ghosts are going to be around your bed when your time comes?
A winner has these unreasonable expectations of himself. A winner knows that he's destined for greatness. And no matter how many people around him tell him to slow down, be careful, watch out, that's too risky. You don't have the genetics, the DNA, the money, the mind, the brain power for that. A winner locks onto their f-ing goals and keeps going. That's what the winner does.
I'd say one of the strongest mental frames that has gotten me through my hardest times is thinking this will be the story that I will one day tell. And that means the harder it is, the bigger the dragon, the more epic the story, and by consequence, the more epic the hero. And if you think about the difference between winners and losers, winners define themselves by what they made happen, and losers define themselves by what happened to them.
We have been fed this line of horse that you're supposed to seek comfort, and I don't think you are. I think you're supposed to seek lessons, and you're supposed to seek difficult tasks and accomplishments, and through those things and through doing things that are hard to do, even if it's just a 90-minute hot yoga class. I do a 90-minute yoga class, man. Those last 20 minutes, I do not want to be there, man. And I definitely don't want to give 100%. And I can cheat. I could kind of half-ass it. But if I don't and I get through it, when that time is up and the lady says namaste and everybody gets up, I'm like, man, I made it.
The word later is probably the most dangerous word in your vocabulary. It's the kind of word that it sounds innocent. It's like a soft pillow that you can land on, right? But later is where your dreams go to die. You don't lose all of your dreams at once. You lose them slowly, and it's one postponed decision at a time throughout your entire lifetime.
Turn your feelings off when it comes down to you wanting to be better. What that means is when that alarm clock goes off, your feelings gotta go away. It's raining outside, it's cold outside, when you don't wanna put those long hours in at work, that's what I'm talking about, your feelings must go away.
You could be so much, you could be as much as you wanted to be if you actually put in 100% effort. The issue is that nobody's doing that. Nobody's putting in as much effort as we should be putting in. So this is your call to action. Lock in this year. Do what you want to do this year. Focus full-heartedly on what you want to do. Focus on every single day, every single moment. Be present. Simplify your life with being present. This can be the year that changes your life.
How bad do you want it? There's two options. To continue forward. Pushing upward. And if you do, that dream is given birth. And forever you will live in the reality of it. If you stop, quit, throw in the towel, I promise you there's no distance you can travel far enough to find that dream again. For it is dead. And in its death, it's replaced by regret. Right now, it's your choice.
At the end of the day, I ask myself one question. Can I take one more step? And usually the answer is yes. So if you can answer that question and not take another step, that is real failure. That is real quitting. So a lot of people can take one more step, but they choose not to. I don't know if you can take two steps. You got to answer that question after you take the first step. But I can always take one more step. So if I choose not to, that's on me. And I got to live with that.
If I'm in the woods, which is where you are right now, you're in the woods and you don't know where to go because the wife's not there anymore. The job's not there anymore. You don't know where to go right now. So if you're in the woods and you don't know where to go, start walking. You got to start walking because the perspective is not going to change. You have to start moving forward. You have to start taking steps in order to improve your vision, improve your perspective, change your perspective, make some kind of progress. And worst case scenario, you figure out that you walked the wrong direction. Okay, now you can go walk in the other direction. And that's going to be fine. But standing there lost and not doing anything is just waiting to die, waiting to starve to death. Don't let that happen.
If I could go back, I'd tell younger me, you're going to do some pretty great things, but you do not need to be great. All you have to do is be yourself. That will always be enough.
Here's what I know. I know that until you make a decision that you no longer want to feel how you feel, or you no longer want to think the way that you think, or you no longer want to have the kind of results or no results that you have, until you make that decision that, you know what? I know I don't feel great. I know I doubt myself. I know I've had a lot of bad things happen. I know there's a lot that I regret, but damn it, with the time that I have left in my life, I really want to start to enjoy myself. I want to take better care of myself. I want to feel happy. You don't even have to believe you deserve it yet. You can just want it. You've got to start there. You've got to start with wanting something better for yourself. And then I personally think the most important thing is to start acting like the person who has the things that you want right now, even though you don't feel like it.
I'm telling you right now, man, as a winner, 80% of the time you're going to feel like you're failing. 15% of the time, you're going to feel like you're just treading water. You just got your nose above the waterline. 4% of the time, you feel like it's fucking over. This is it. I'm about to tap out. But you don't, because that 1% of the time, my friend, that 1% of the time is when you know you're winning. And you go, I'm going to take these 1%ers. I'm going to stack them and stack them and stack them and stack them. And you know what happens when you stack winning over years and decades? You become a formidable force to be reckoned with.
Truth is, you're not behind, you're distracted. I've been there, stuck in a cycle of starting strong, slipping, wondering why I can't seem to lock in. I thought I needed more time, more motivation, or maybe even better tools. But the real issue, I was waiting for the perfect moment, like success was just waiting for some bus to arrive on schedule. it never came. And I wasn't lazy, I just hadn't decided to commit with intention. Locking in isn't about effort, it's about structure. It's turning your 6 hours of free time into progress instead of passive scrolling. The most dialed in people don't rely on willpower, they rely on systems.
Is there any better feeling than being locked in?
No.
Like when you are locked in and you are, you know, you're taking and you're in a rhythm and you're, every day you're knocking it down, you never miss a step. Nope. Like you go to bed feeling great, you wake up feeling inspired, you go in the gym with energy, right? Like that's the best way to live.
Ultimately, like the time and the commitment that you give to yourself, and to your body, and to your craft, and to your mind, those things will take care of itself. And if it's meant for you to have, then it's meant for you to have. And if it's not, if you've done all those things leading up to it and it still didn't happen, you sleep better at night. You're okay with yourself because you gave your body, your mind, your soul, everything that you could ever ask for.
You stop worrying about what people think and start valuing what you believe. Because a life that looks good or sounds good is nothing compared to a life that feels good.
You were born to do something great with your life.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters' 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
If you're an HVAC technician and a call comes in, Grainger knows that you need a partner that helps you find the right product, fast and hassle-free. And you know that when the first problem of the day is a clanking blower motor, there's no need to break a sweat. With Grainger's easy-to-use website and product details, you're confident you'll soon have everything humming right along. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Sometimes we forget this, right? And your dreams matter. These are visions that are part of your destiny. And your life and your dreams are worthy of one more try. The problem I think most people have is they think their dream, their vision is so much further away that they perpetually act that way and they create a pattern like that keeps it so far away. But what if that's a lie? What if you're one try away, one new relationship, one new meeting, one new thought, one interview you watch, right? Yeah. One new emotion away from totally changing your life. And I believe you're much closer to your dreams than you think you are.
You either master your attention or you stay average. No one's coming to save you. Your brain won't magically fix itself. Every time you pick up your phone mid-task, you're actually choosing to weaken your focus. And every time you ignore the itch and stay on track, you're actually building a stronger mind. It's not about freedom, it's about boundaries. Only those with boundaries can actually focus. Only those who focus can actually win. And so once you control your focus, everything else gets easier. You start to notice the noise, you start to think deeper. You stop jumping around and you actually start locking in. You do more with less, and over time that becomes instinctive. You can do it on demand. You can do it at a snap of a finger. And so that's when the deeper problem starts to surface, the indecision, the doubt, the fog, and you'll finally be ready to actually face them.
This is kind of part of being a man. It's like you kind of got to f it all up a little bit.
I think so.
I think part of learning is dying. I think part of learning is you got to die a little bit. Because what is learning? Learning is me giving up on my old shit, my old ideas. Those ideas have to die for me to be open to some new shit. And so me learning how to be a better man, I had to die a little bit.
And when you kill shit inside of you, man, there's a hole. And you don't know what to put in there.
Right.
You just got to find the right food.
Right.
You got to find the right food.
You say, well, my circumstances are so difficult. It's like, fair enough. So are everybody else's, by the way. But that means there's a lot of mess. Fix it a bit. And that's ridiculously entertaining and unpredictable. And that in itself is a great deal. You have no idea what's going to happen.
I'm obsessed with finding myself now after and not having to prove anything to anybody other than myself and my family, you know, but really myself. And realizing that is enough. You know what I'm saying? Like that, like giving your best is enough. And sometimes we lose track of that, you know? And yeah, so for anybody out there, you know, you're enough, man.
Most people struggle their whole life to find out who they are. struggle their whole life to find out what defines them, what they actually enjoy and what they don't.
You start putting yourself in situations that suck, you'll find yourself.
Yeah.
You'll find it real quick.
That is the thing, right? And that's one of the things that I've gotten from paying attention to you, is that you what you're preaching, what you're talking about, is finding yourself through struggle.
That's it. It's the only way to find yourself. You don't find yourself, if you like bench pressing and you bench press all the time, what are you finding out? If you like to swim, that's all you want to do is swim, what are you finding out?
The devil's job, he got one mission, is to make you think you ain't gonna make it.
Patience, the thing that goes beyond hustle and hard work. The discipline of patience, the thing that goes beyond hustle and hard work, right? Because we all talk about hustle, we talk about working hard, we talk about grinding, this, that, and the third, but nobody talks to you about patience. Nobody speaks about that patience, because in the patience, that's where you're gonna make it or you're gonna break, right?
A lot of people can give up. It's easy to give up.
You know,
Easy. It's the easiest thing in the world to do. All right, man, I'm done. I ain't going. I ain't gonna keep going.
Yeah,
I don't feel like going to work. I'm done.
Yeah, man.
It's easy. It's very easy. But what's hard is going, yo, yesterday I got nothing from working as hard as I could. Nothing happened from that. I'm gonna do the same thing again today, but I'm gonna try to go harder. That's the hardest thing in the world. To get up every day and give 100% and be in the same position that you were each day, but mentally know that you're trying and trying and trying. That's a real grind.
You just eliminate all external distractions, you know, that's what's going on, and just focus on the process itself and enjoying it every single day. Chopping wood, carrying water. You know, greatness is not meant for a few chosen people. It's meant for those who persistently pursue their dreams every day and make that choice when they wake up.
Get out there and do it anyway. You know, you better fight yourself, because you're not only winning when things are going your way. You got to figure out how to win when things aren't going your way. You got to figure out when your body's fighting you, when your mind's fighting you. How do you still, you know, just say, fuck it, I'm gonna beat my mind today. Or do you just give in your mind and say, oh, I'm tired today, I'm lazy, I don't want to do it, it's too hard, no one else is doing it, it's a weekend, it's too late, these are already off hours, oh, exactly what I want isn't happening right now. Like, okay, great. You know who that's great for? Your competition. You want that attitude to permeate the people that you're competing against. You want them to give in to their mind. You want them to say, oh, it's too hard, I can't do it. But you want to be the one that says, I'm going to do it anyway. I know I don't feel good today, but I'm going to go out there and I'm going to prove to myself that even on days that it doesn't feel right, I push myself. The only way to gain confidence in yourself is to build something. It's not to wait for it to happen.
It's all in your mind. Whatever you hold in your mind will tend to occur in your life. If you continue to believe as you have always believed, you will continue to act as you have always acted. You will continue to get what you have always gotten. If you want different results in your life or your work, all you have to do is change your mind.
It's how you handle your sufferings. You know, when you're going through something really challenging, how do you show up within it? Do you choose to become a victim of complaining and misery and or do you find meaning in how you show up in the suffering, you know?
But you also have to disconnect, unplug your umbilical cord from the belly button of average and plug yourself into the mindset of a winner, which is a winner does more than expected every single time, no matter how they feel, no matter the circumstances. A winner shows up 10x times more than the average person.
So let's say you're willing to play that game. Might be wrong, because who knows, you're gonna get run over by a bus tomorrow, but you know, you're gonna play the game. Okay, now the next, figure out what you want, write it down. Figure out what you could do to start moving towards that, okay? Do that with your family relationships. Do that with your friendships. Do that with your career. Do that with your education. Think about your misuse of alcohol and drugs and other things that might drag you down.
So to do that, you have to come into work, and work is, whatever your work may be, ready to go. And what that means is you may have failed miserably yesterday, but you come to work like, people like, man, you just lost everything. How the hell are you just f***ing damn motivated? Because this is what it takes. This is what the f*** it takes. And you got to get it from wherever you can. Whether you make up this illusion of your life or this false reality that gets you motivated, whatever gets you motivated, it's got to be here at the tip of your brain at all times. Because in those dark moments, you got to pull it out. So that's the big thing for me, man. I was always fired up at all times.
I cannot stress this enough. The more you put into anything in life, the more you're going to get out. Now, for whatever reason, people understand this. And they understand that the more you put into building a business, the more you're going to get out of it. The more hours you spend working on anything, the more you are going to get out. Work pays.
It's like the best way to guarantee to not have the life that you want is to do what everyone else is doing. Unless you want what everyone else has, with no one, which no one does.
The discipline of patience, right? Because when you're not patient, you can make a lot of mistakes, man. Like I told you, the quote said, don't judge each day by the harvest you reap. You judge each day by the seeds that you sow. Right? When you sow a seed, you got to be what? Oh, you got to be patient.
One of the hardest things sometimes for the human to do is get to the point where they stop lying to themselves, where they tell themselves the truth. They speak the truth to themselves. Now, you got to face the reality of who you are. You got to face the reality of what you are. All right? And nobody's going to tell you that like you yourself will tell you that. You want to tell yourself the truth.
Success is the only revenge. As you expand, they shrink into irrelevance. As you get louder, no one can hear them. You don't beat them, you cast a shadow so big, no one can see them to begin with. When people copy, they copy the wrong stuff because they don't know why it worked to begin with. And when it breaks, they don't know how to fix it because they didn't build it. So don't sweat it. Copycats will always be behind.
Think about that. Do you want to walk out the door a damn loser, or do you want to walk out the door a winner? That, you know, I'll fight to the death. And sometimes I actually went close to death. It sounds crazy, but you got to give it that much. If you want results, otherwise you'll be like everybody else.
This isn't just a game, it's a once-in-a-generation event. The Harlem Globetrotters 100-year tour. Celebrate 100 years of high-flying dunks, 100 years of show-stopping moves, and 100 years of changing the game. Bring the whole family and be part of the legacy. This game is once in a century. Be there at Schottenstein Center on December 27th. Go to harlemglobetrotters.com for your tickets to the 100-year tour.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.